The Four in Fives Radio Show.
Welcome to the Fall in Fives radio show, your monthly serving of the most appetizing Fall and Fall-adjacent music. As this is the 40th show, all the songs in this episode were recorded in 1982, which, as I'm sure you'll be as shocked as I am to realise, was 40 years ago. We also have a very special guest for this episode, someone that will be familiar to any of you who ever looked up a Fall lyric online. More about that later, but to kick off, this is the Fall recorded in New Zealand in August 1982. Flat of Angles, recorded at Christchurch Town Hall on the 18th of August 1982. Next up, a couple of songs released in 1982 by two MES favourites. You're going to hear a track from Iggy Pop's Zombie Birdhouse LP shortly, but first, this is The Captain.
Silent balls. Some are crowned kings while others lose their thrones. When the witch doctor laughs, throws his silent bones. Small old mouths scream and run to mama kangaroo. Secure pouches weighing hot bangers and drones, in babies and bums and buzzards. Mama crouches and smiles her old useful smile, in ego roars, laughs yesterday's gases, while children and angels gasp and follow a shepherd on crutches. Some turn to stone, and the children sing in the heavens ring. Warned by a shepherd with folded wings, in the bones that sing of silence. With a witch doctor, life throws his silent bones. Some are crowned kings while others lose their thrones. When the witch doctor laughs, throws his silent bones. Small old mouse scream and run to mama kangaroo. Insecure pouches weighing hot figures and drones, in babies and bums and buzzards. When the witch doctor laughs, throws his silent bones. Some flee the dream, some turn to stone. Hear the children sing, hear the heavens ring, and the bones that sing of silence.
A giant clam run that girl over, get that poser.
Was Bulldozer from Iggy Pop's 1982 LP Zombie Birdhouse. And before that was Captain Beefheart with The Witch Doctor Life from Ice Cream for Crow. Now, for an interesting, relatively brief version of Tempo House, its first ever live outing, in fact, recorded at The Hague on the 10th of April, 1982.
Hooray, 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 hooray.
Bauhaus's cover of the Brian Eno tune Third Uncle, taken from their 1982 album The Sky's Gone Out, one of my personal favourites. On the 24th of March 1982, the Fall played Leicester Poly, where they debuted a new song, one that was never played again. Why it was so unceremoniously ditched, Paul Hanley pondered in Have a Bleeding Guess, is anyone's guess. This is Surrogate Mirage.
Thank you.
That was the soul performance of Surrogate Mirage. It's a bit of an odd one, really, because for a one-off song, it sounds remarkably fully formed, but no one seems to know why it was never played again. In the last show, I featured artists that appeared in Simon Reynolds' excellent book about post-punk, Rip It Up and Start Again. I didn't manage to squeeze in a song by Orange Juice. Do you see what I did there? So this is Edwin Collins & Co. with Dying Day.
Thank you.
Dying Day from Orange Juice's debut album You Can't Hide Your Love Forever, released in February 1982. Now, if you've ever felt the need to look up a lyric or a reference from a Fall song, you will undoubtedly have come across the Annotated Fall, one of the very best Fall resources out there. Lots of people contribute to it, including the renowned Fall detective Danny No, but the site is the brainchild of and is maintained by Buzzfidget, or at least that's how I pronounce it. It's spelled B-Z-F-G-T. I don't think he himself knows how to pronounce it either. If you've read the introduction to my book, You Must Get Them All, you will know that Buzzfidget, however you say it, is a philosophy teacher from New Jersey called Chris. And I've been nagging him forever to do a My Special Fall song, and it has finally arrived.
I had a hard time choosing a fall song to talk about because there's so many possibilities. But when I was mulling it over, I remembered the first time I heard the song Amorator, and I turned on a internet radio station. I think I was tipped off that if I listened to this internet radio program at a certain point, I'd hear a new fall song. So this would have been in, I think, 2013. And they were playing some song by, it might not have been the Smiths. It might have just been somebody that sounded like them. I don't really know that stuff too well, but you know, it just sounded kind of, when the fall song came on, when Amorator came on, it sounded so different. You knew right away it was the fall, right? It was like you'd been listening to normal earth music, and when the fall comes on, it's like, bam, you know, no more normal earth music. Now it's fall music, and it doesn't sound like anything else. And it just kind of cranks along. It comes in like it's coming in the middle, is one great thing about that one. It's just going full force. You know, I think they faded in the middle of a jam, probably, in the studio. And then it gets down to this sort of wheezy, woozy part. And MES starts in this really oracular tone, saying things like, just remember, your brain is a bubble of water, and the frost covers up what the summer men made. And it's just amazing, right? It's great. You might recall at one point Julian Cope had written something, I think, about the unutterable, and he was saying you always get excited when a new fall album comes out, and then you realize he's just singing about absolutely nothing, right? And it's sort of like you're disappointed then, right? But you could see the lyrics to Amorator, at least the ones I just quoted, as kind of just being nonsense, but he had this genius for putting words together in a way that, to me, they're almost exploding with meaning. I mean, they kind of take your mind all these different places, and the way he delivers them, right? He has this kind of almost affectless yet prophetic delivery in the later stuff that he uses to really good effect there. So hearing that song at that time for the first time really moved me insofar as it was such a demonstration of how different and powerful the Fall were, particularly hearing them in a context of having to listen to some internet radio thing and hearing stuff I otherwise probably wouldn't be listening to. Like, taking it out of context and putting it in with all this other music can be an interesting sort of exercise. So that's my Fall song. Thank you.
Tunnel and blow. forget. Your brain is a bubble of water. And a blank sheet for a top up. The frost covers up what the summer men do. The frost covers up what the slop gods brought. The frost covers up what the summer men do. Covers up what the slop burns, sickening you in its false notes, and love that you secretly love. At the intersection, it colludes into the vacation that became your profession. You're in a job.
Lou Reed, of course, with Underneath the Bottle from his 82 LP The Blue Mask. And before that, Buzz Fidget's choice, Amorator. And many thanks to Chris, both for his contribution and for his marvellous website. Another live full track now, this time recorded at Manchester Lesser Free Trade Hall in December 1982.
They were always derivative in a mild, tasteful way. You get the impression that they know what you said yesterday.
the man whose head expanded, the 13th of its 74 live performances. Some Sonic Youth in a moment, but before that, the name of this band is Talking Heads. I Don't Want to Push It, from Sonic Youth's eponymous debut EP, released in March 82. And before that, Who Is It? From the album The Name of This Band is Talking Heads. Well, that's about it for this show. A quick reminder that you can buy my book, You Must Get Them All, via www.root-online.com, and you can also contact me at thefallinfives@mail.com. To conclude, this is a monumental version of Deer Park, recorded in Auckland, New Zealand, in August 1982. Thanks for listening.
What's the level? I had to wager 500 European pounds, son. In our place, and Sarah got with some points, son. There's a change of the Asian Council. And as the light of the common two lovers, a hospital discharge asked me where he could crash. Have you been to the English Depart? It's a large sight, minstrel ranch. This is a sequel to the Ritual and the Dark. Have you been to the English Depart? Sleeping from a death. They haven't had an idea in 2 years. Lovers and drugs, perhaps keep the coffee on his feet. Say, have you ever had a chance to meet? Turn those fucking lights down. Turn those fucking lights down. Have you been to the English Park? It's a much tight minstrel ranch. This is the sequel to a ritual in the dark. Have you been to the English Depart? The young lackeys get screwed up the worst. They've gone over to the Hampstead Hustles. An English system they implicitly trust. They get a sexual out of 60th of Morocco. They get a sexual out of 60th of the shittiest crap you ever seen. Have you been to the English Depart? It's a large type tourist ranch. This is where Rosa Parks probably got in the dark. Have you been to the English Depart? It's a large sight, minstrel ranch. This is a sequel for a ritual in the dark. Have you been to the English Depart? Yes, the traffic hasn't changed that much. It's still a subculture, a dealer jumped off. Yes, the traffic hasn't changed that much. It's still a subculture, a dealer jumped off. It's a large type minstrel ranch. This is the sequel to the ritual in the dark. Have you been to the English Depart? See the West blood, the rest is not for taxes. Hey, have you ever had a chance to be?
but it wasn't quite like what you thought. I hate the listeners, so have you ever got a job? Hey, my sister, the love, it wasn't quite like what you thought. I'm quite like what you thought. Hey, Manchester, move on.